Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to have Lisa Bell, freelance writer, speaker, editor, book coach, and author of several incredible books like Journey to Senility, Homeless Hearts, My Inner Nemesis, Littleness of Faith, and Out of the Dungeon. She has stories in anthologies such as Christmas Love Through the Ages, The Plight Before Christmas, and two Chicken Soup for the Soul titles as well. She is the publisher for several books, including Heartbroken and also Hope and Hollyhocks, which is her first experience with a children's book. As a dedicated book coach and successful author who has been through the trenches, Lisa will help you navigate your writing journey as your mentor, cheerleader, and supporter, offering you the tools you need to help you get your book finished and published. And when it's time to decide whether to go with a traditional publisher or to self-publish, Lisa cautions to be careful of the choices you make. Traditional publishing can be much harder and is usually the path taken by celebrities or those with deep connections in the publishing industry. With self-publishing, you'll love the advantages of having complete creative control and full ownership of the rights and royalties. Lisa will hand you the resources to make certain you pick the most reputable publishers to work with. She also is actively involved in speaking, where she empowers women to grow closer to God. With her warm, empathetic, and down-to-earth nature, she inspires people, especially women, to discover their destiny and discover their God-given purpose. Very excited to have Lisa Bell here on the show, author and book coach. And it's really wonderful. She's coming to us from Granbury, Texas. Really, really cool place in the Fort Worth area. We were just talking about the travels that we've had to the great state of Texas, and she is right there in the good old Fort Worth, Texas area. Let's welcome her to the show. Lisa, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
It's really, really exciting to have opportunities to chat with folks who love what they do, and I know you do as well. Tell us about sort of the life's journey, the inspiration, the things that really pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this kind of work and be a writer and a author, but also then tie in being a coach as well.
Well, I started my journey, oh gosh, a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago, back in probably 2007, 2008. I've always enjoyed writing, avid reader. From the time that I was very young, we spent a lot of time at the library. And so I always enjoyed reading and never really dreamed. I'm not like a lot of authors that I dreamed of being an author one day, but I always enjoyed writing. English was one of my favorite subjects. And so I just kind of grew up in that world of books, and much later in life realized that God had gifted me to write through other people telling me that. And so I started pursuing a career in writing and started out with a group called North Texas Christian Writers, where I met a gentleman named Frank Ball, and I have to give him kudos because he is the kind of man who just has a passion for helping other writers. And so that kind of rubbed off on me, I think. And I became that same person that just loves to talk about writing and help people who are starting out. A lot of years of learning and going to conferences and workshops and writing groups. And then now I am able to share some of that with other people who are just kind of starting out. And that's always exciting for me to actually know that I'm helping somebody else.
You know it is, isn't it? And it's sort of like it's like a payback without even looking for it. It just comes back in such a beautiful way. Tell us about how you describe your role as a book coach. Some folks might not even realize there are such things as book coaches.
That's true, and I think it's becoming more and more needed, maybe, and also just something that wasn't always there. Some people are called publishing assistants, and that's another kind of name that I go by. It can vary from author to author. For some people, it's they need help from the very beginning. They don't even know where to start. And so I can help, you know, people with that and just going, okay, this is what works for me, and walk people through those steps that you need to even get that book written, because you can't publish something you haven't written, right? And it doesn't necessarily even have to be a book. Maybe some people want to write articles or poetry or short stories or, you know, whatever it is that you want to write, you have to start somewhere. And so that may be, you know, that what somebody really needs is just the whole thing. Other people are good with the writing part, but once they finish a manuscript, they have no idea where to go from there. And they need somebody to just kind of guide them. And it may be somebody to just sit down and say, hey, these are your options. This is how you do it. With self-publishing becoming so much more popular and not quite as looked down on as what it used to be, there are people who don't want to pay a whole lot of money to do that, and they're willing to help, you know, pay somebody that's going to help them. And so I offer those services, whether it's just I need help with getting the interior formatted, I need a book cover design, or I just need coaching to take me through each step. And some people are very, very tech savvy and they can do a lot of it themselves. But if they've never done it, you know, they might need just an hour to say, can you just walk me through how to? Or tell me what the best platforms are to use or something like that. So it's a very wide range of different tasks, but, you know, it depends on the person, really, what they need. And that's always the most important conversation, is sitting down with somebody and determining where they're at and how I can best help them.
Very important, right, exactly. Do all writers need a coach, would you say?
I don't know that all writers need a coach per se, but I think they do need writing community, whether it's a writing group or a friend who's a writer. We all need those other writers around us. And you develop those relationships and they encourage you. The best part about being part of a writing community is that you can find accountability. You have people who will help you improve your writing, or you can run ideas by them and go, is this just totally crazy? And so it's always fun. I have one writing friend in particular. We go to lunch, and we both write suspense. And so, yeah, sometimes people die in our books. So we like it when we go to a restaurant and we can talk about how to kill people and people kind of move away from us in the restaurant, you know. But it's a lot of fun. So
that's great. That's wonderful that you do it and the way you do it. You're helping writers who are struggling to write their manuscripts, right? That's got to be daunting for them sometimes.
That's a huge part of it, you know, and I started out thinking I could write really well, and I could write well, but there were so many things I had no clue about the writing industry, and sometimes we all need that help, and even though I've been writing for, oh gosh, probably close to, I don't know how long, 15 years or so that I've been seriously writing, I still make mistakes, and I still need people to call me out on those mistakes and help me improve my writing. People come in that have never done it before, and so, you know, we can find things that they've done really well, but we also can find things where it could just be better, where things that I've learned I get to pass on now, and then they call me on it when I make that mistake, so I love it.
That's fantastic. That really is. It sounds exciting, too. you yourself, as much as you're coaching others, you have wonderful books that you have penned, as I mentioned, too. Take us through them, some of the books and what they're about and the purpose for writing the books that you have penned and shared, the meaning behind each one.
Okay. Journey to Senility is my most recent, so it's my newest baby. It's a little over a year old, so I released it, you know, about September of last year. And it came from kind of a personal experience with my family going through some short-term dementia stuff. And I started just kind of watching, you know, people that have dementia and came up with this theory that the ones who have suppressed anger and bitterness kind of spew all over people. So that's where Journey to Senility came from. And it's the story of an older woman who's diagnosed and her great niece comes to live with her and take care of her. And she discovers secrets and she is just certain that those secrets, if she can get to the root of them, she can help her aunt overcome bitterness. And so it's fiction, you know, there's nothing true about it, although it might have some stories from people that really existed that I shared in the book. So some of the scenes actually came from the experiences in my life. It was kind of fun to write. It was kind of hard to write at the same time, but the people that have read it loved it. I have people who've experienced even long-term Alzheimer's with, you know, loved ones, who say I did a great job in capturing that aspect of the book. So it's probably my favorite right now because it's my newest. So Homeless Hearts is actually a nonfiction book. It originated with a conversation I had with a friend of mine who worked at a night shelter at the time. And we were talking about long-term physical homelessness, and she made a comment that we would never end homelessness till we dealt with issues of the heart. And so I began to ask her, "Why? You know, what issues are you talking about?" And as she named them off, I thought about people I worked with. At the time, I was in the corporate world, worked with people with six-figure incomes, right? And as she's talking, I'm thinking, I see these same issues every day, and these people who are very successful and live in big homes, they still have some of these heart issues. And so that's what started that whole journey of that book. And then as I wrote it, I began to see things in my own life. So it really became a personal journey of healing, things that I thought I had dealt with. And the format of the book is basically, what is the issue? Seeing it in myself, and then, okay, now what do we do with it? Once you see the issue of fatherlessness in your heart, how do you overcome that? What do you do to deal with that? And so it's got, I think, seven different issues that are heart issues, and at the end of each little section, there is a heart check to say, do you have this issue in your heart, and to what degree? And I think most people do have some of those issues, at least to some small degree that we need to look at and overcome just to have a better life, to have more passion in our lives. And that's where that one came from. It took me years to write that because I had to rewrite a lot of it. So that was another one that I did. Littleness of Faith came from a short period of my life where I walked away from the corporate world just because I felt like that's what God wanted me to do. I had no plan. I had very little money in the bank, and that year became my roller coaster year of emotions. So I had so much happen, good and bad, in that year, and littleness of faith happened through that time period and just how God increased my faith. I went out thinking I had lots of faith, and realized it wasn't nearly as deep as it could be, and ended that year with a lot more faith and a lot stronger faith. Out of the Dungeon is my other novel. That was the first novel that I wrote, and it's basically is about a young woman who's questioning her faith, and ends up meeting a man named Drake who wants to destroy her faith. And he takes her and five other women into a dungeon and tries to pit those women against Carissa. And she figures out how to break free, and then she has to decide whether to go back and rescue the women or just leave them there. And I'm excited about that one, not only because it was my first novel, but I'm actually working on a series now that takes all of those minor characters and will weave their stories. And so I'm excited about doing that series. I've kind of gotten sidetracked this year and not finished it, but hoping to get a lot of that done this next year. So I'll stop with that because there's several more. But
yeah, that's very exciting. You know, and they can go to www.by, that's B-Y, Lisa Bell, B-E-L-L.com to learn more. Are the books also at Amazon?
Yes, they're all on Amazon.
Okay, good. So they can
look,
search by author name Lisa Bell, and everything will come up there. Going back to the coaching a little bit, what makes you unique from your approach in terms of the book coaching, different and unique? What are some of the things you think help you to stand out?
I think a big one is I will work with authors and wannabe authors on their budget. So if somebody can't afford to hire me for everything, then maybe we can just do some coaching sessions, and that's enough to help them at least get started. Or somebody who wants a full edit of their book, you know, I'll break it up into payments to help them pay for it. So that makes me a little bit unique in that some, especially editors, want everything either up front or half and half, and that can be a lot of money for people. So I try to work with people the best I can to kind of help people be able to afford to pay me, you know. And so I'm not trying to get rich off of any one person either. I try to be reasonable with my fees and competitive with them. So that, and a lot of times I develop friendships with my clients, and they become not only a client but a friend. And especially if somebody's trying to write their story and it's a tough story to write, I can be that person to encourage them and that they can call and say, hey, I'm just struggling with this. And so that's kind of my perspective, is to not just be somebody you hire, but to be somebody who cares about you and wants to help you be successful. For me, I feel successful if one of my clients are successful.
Right. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Absolutely. That's the way it's supposed to work. Yeah. You know, so many writers are also, it's a full circle situation. So many writers are also confused about whether to go, as I mentioned in the introduction, with the traditional publishing or self-publishing. What would be maybe some words of wisdom, some advice that you'd have for them if they are perplexed about such a big decision?
I explained to them the pros and cons of going both ways, and the one thing that I would say is be very cautious, because when you go online and start searching for publishers, there are a lot of, unfortunately, there are a lot of predators out there who are looking for authors to pay them a lot of money and not really do a great job, okay? Unfortunately, we have to be aware of that. And so it's like, do your due diligence. Read anything that you pull up on the internet. If you see something that says scam, or, you know, if you check the Better Business Bureau and there are complaints against that company, you kind of want to avoid them. If you have somebody who says they're a traditional publishers usually do not charge you for anything other than author copies of books. I mean, that's the only thing they're really probably going to charge you for. There are some who are hybrid, who are doing some of, you know, a little bit of both worlds. So I just tell people to be very cautious, to read the fine print, make sure that there is a termination clause in the contract, because if you're working with a contract, there should be a termination clause. And so I just tell people to be very cautious. Talk to other writers, to do a lot of research on a company before you sign a contract, to know what you're signing. So
that's so important. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Take time. Don't rush into it. And have somebody like you at their side, guiding them. Because you've been there.
Exactly.
You've published as well. That's, I think, an additional thing that helps is you walk the walk, talk the talk, because you've been there. You have the experience.
Exactly. And I have cleaned up a few of those messes where people went with a less than reputable publisher and ended up with nothing and spent thousands of dollars and really had nothing they could even publish. So, I've seen the bad side of it. So I always tell people to be very careful.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, what are the main topics that you like to speak about when you do the speaking engagements?
I love to talk about writing, obviously. To talk about writing or teach writing is one of my favorite things to do. But I also like to motivate people, and I recently got to speak at a retreat, which was fun because we talked about God speaking in today's world. And it was actually God speaks still, and the whole idea of this to being still, and then God actually speaking, how we can know it's God. Got to share the story of Balaam the donkey, which has become now one of my favorites. If you've never heard that story, it's a very fun story in the Bible that talks about a donkey actually saving a man from being destroyed. So, you know, it's things like that are fun. I like to have fun when I speak. Try to always bring some humor into whatever it is. And I love to challenge people. So even if it's a short devotional that I'm bringing, to be able to challenge especially women, because I'm a woman, you know, and we all kind of think alike, you know, we think a little bit differently than you men do. And so not that I don't like to talk to men, because I do. I love working with men. I love the male perspective, too. But I just like to be able to challenge people. So whatever I'm speaking on, I'm hoping that I can do something that you walk away different than when you came.
Mm. That's amazing, huh? It really is when you think about it. Mm. You know, would you say reading is just as popular as it was years ago, or is everything just TikTok now?
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's still. I'm in trouble if it's not, right?
Right, exactly.
I think reading is popular. It just has changed. And in today's world, there are so many different ways that you can read. So I meet people who still love to have a book at hand, and they can smell the ink, and they can smell the old pages and all of that. And there are people who read exclusively on their tablets, or their phones, or, you know, even a decade ago, you couldn't read a book on a phone, but in today's world, you can, and a lot of people do. Audiobooks have become very popular, sometimes it's different age groups, but really pretty much all age groups like all of those different types of reading. So we have to look at that and go, okay, as writers, how do we reach each of those different perspective markets? And to be able to have a book that crosses between those is great and something we're learning. I hope we're learning it as writers, is to give people the types of reading that they enjoy the most.
Right, exactly, which I think is terrific. How would you say the publishing world has changed, for the better or for worse?
In a lot of ways, traditional publishing is the same as it always was. You go through gatekeepers and you They decide whether they want to publish you or not. And they are a business, so they're looking at bottom line, which is what sometimes can make traditional publishing a little bit more difficult. When I first started publishing back in, I think it was like 2012 when I did Littleness of Faith. That was my first book that I really published. You know, people kind of look down on self-publishers because they said, oh, they're just no good. And unfortunately, there were a lot of people who threw books out there that should have never been out there. Because really, anybody can go put a book out on Kindle Direct Publishing. And it's tied to Amazon, and you can get a book out there. You really can. And it was several years ago that I heard Jeff Gehrke actually said, this is a great time to be a writer because you can get your work out there. You can get published. And we've seen that in the last decade where more and more people are legitimately putting fantastic books out there and doing it themselves and becoming publishers. And so it's not quite as looked down on. In some ways, it's scary because, again, anybody can put their book out there. And just because you can doesn't always mean you should. My goal has always been to, if I publish a book and I do it myself, I want to put it up next to any book and you not be able to tell the difference of whether it was traditionally published or I did it myself. And that's always my goal, is for it to be the best it can.
That's so important on so many different levels. Yeah, that really is so incredibly important. How do the sessions work, the coaching sessions, if somebody's interested and they want to partake? What are some of the ways that they can do that, and what are those sessions like?
Well, and, you know, obvious first thing you got to do is contact me, but it depends on where somebody lives. So if somebody's local or close, and I say local, Granbury's about probably 45-ish minutes from Fort Worth. So in that case, we might meet somewhere, you know, or either I go to them or they come to me. If you're not local, let's say if you're even over in Dallas, I mean, that's a good hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on traffic. So somebody farther away from me, logistically, it doesn't make a lot of sense to try to meet in person. So we might do Zoom. We might do some phone calls, a lot of email. It kind of a combination of those things, whatever works. Zoom has been great, though, because you really can get meet face-to-face without having to be in the same physical location. So, you know, I do quite a bit of that, the Zoom call. So,
and it
depends on what somebody needs, you know. And usually I start out with, you know, send me some of your, I need to see what you've got, because I can't help you if I don't know where to start. So that's usually one of the first steps is an email with, you know, what you have so far.
It's amazing, really, absolutely amazing. I want to give folks, again, that contact information, the website, by, that's B-Y, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Bell, B-E-L-L.com. Lisa, this was terrific. I appreciate your stopping by Close Up Radio and sort of breaking it all down from the author's point of view to the getting involved in the publishing world and the coach point of view and sort of setting the tone for everybody listening who's interested in, you know, doing this kind of thing. And I hope they reach out to you as well, again, by lisabell.com website. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Lisa.
Thank you, Jim. That was great. I appreciate you spending some time with me today. And I would just encourage people who feel like they have a story to tell it.
Get out there and tell it, right? Live life and tell your story, absolutely. I'm sure we'll chat again soon, maybe, and hear expand some more, maybe hear testimonials. That would be a lot of fun. But till then, have a terrific holiday, and keep doing the extraordinary work you're doing. Our very special guest author and book coach, Lisa Bell, here on Close Up Radio Live. by lisabell.com, the website. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time till next time, inviting you to also stay right there. I'll be back in a couple of minutes with another great episode and great guest on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.